The Book of Your Life. Words from Jesus.
But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, who is the Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. When I designed the book of your life, I didn't make it a hard-bound, stitched masterpiece. I made it more like a ring binder, with pieces that could be added and taken out. I made it so that you could freely choose to add an extra page or addition or a whole new section if necessary. If you keep your book open to me and let me leaf through it and make adjustments, I can continue to work to transform your life to fulfill my purpose for you. You might feel that you like your pages the way they are and you're comfortable with the layout and the thickness of your binder. Or you may wonder if your binder's ring spine might be a bit rusty for my adjustments. But if you trust me to work in your life, I can help you to make the adjustments that you need. I didn't make you a hardbound book so that I'd have to tear out pages and staple others in for your life to fulfill my plan for you. I made it so that if you say yes to me, I can add to your book in appropriate places for you to be what I'm calling you to be for today, and for where you are now in your life's journey. Be flexible. Be willing to expand and adapt to new circumstances and times of change that I bring into your life. Ready to fill the need, able to accommodate, and willing to try new things or methods. Where I guide, I also provide and equip you to meet my call and to rise to meet new challenges. Have faith and trust in me to come through for you. Your life may have had a certain shape for so long that you don't see how you could adapt to anything else. But as you experience different stages of your life, it takes on different contours, a different shape to meet the needs and challenges of a new day. I love transforming your life from one degree of glory to another. In fact, history has proven that's my speciality. You're never past learning. Trust me that you can learn and grow in any area that you need to. You can change and expand your horizons as needed. You can continue to be transformed to grow into the fullness of my image as you continue to look into the mirror of my glory. As you pray specifically for whatever changes you need to make, I will guide you to do what is needed to bring them about. Continue to study my word and strive to implement it and practice it in your life. Continue to grow in living my word and trust that my Spirit will guide you into all truth. As your personal tutor, I will not only help you to learn, but I will provide you with learning skills that you need to grow and make needed changes in your life. Accepting that you're weak in yourself but can be made strong in me is like accepting an invitation to the most complete resource center where you can find everything you need to help you in your life mission. As you accept that you are weak in yourself and that you need me and my wisdom and my power, you discover that my grace is sufficient for you, and that my power is perfected in your weakness. fresh trails. I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will give you counsel and watch over you. Psalm 32:8. Come to me when you're hurting, and I will soothe your pain. Come to me when you're joyful, and I will share your joy, multiplying it many times over. I am all you need, just when you need it. Your deepest desires find fulfillment in me alone. This is the age of self-help. Bookstores abound with books about taking care of number one, making oneself the center of all things. The main goal of these methodologies is to become self-sufficient and confident. You, however, have been called to take a road less traveled, continual dependence on me. True confidence comes from knowing that you are complete in my presence. Everything you need has its counterpart in me. As you become increasingly aware of my presence, you find it easier to discern the way you should go. This is one of the practical benefits of living close to me. Instead of wondering about what is on the road ahead or worrying about what you should do if or when, you can concentrate on staying in communication with me. When actually you arrive at a choice point, I will show you which direction to go. Many people are so preoccupied with future plans and decisions that they fail to see choices they need to make today. Without any conscious awareness, they make their habitual responses. People who live this way find a dullness creeping into their lives. They sleepwalk through their days, following well-worn paths of routine. I, the creator of the universe, am the most creative being imaginable. I will not leave you circling in deeply rutted paths. Instead, I will lead you along fresh trails of adventure, revealing to you things you did not know. So stay in communication with me. Follow my guiding presence. Fulfilling your destiny. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. Ecclesiastes 3:11. Perfection is not what I expect of you. All I seek is one who strives to depend on me, and in doing so finds their strength. If you truly believe that I'm calling you to do something or change something in your life, then don't be afraid. When you let me stretch your faith to do something difficult, something that might not even be in character for you to do, then you give me the opportunity to do something new and potentially wonderful in your life. In many sports, the teams are large, and not every player gets a lot of playing time. Many players train and are there as backups or only play a few minutes in each game. But when that team wins a game or a trophy, they're all winners, regardless of their position or time in the game. They're part of the team, and as part of that team, they all share in the credit and reward. You might feel that your job or calling isn't very important, or that you only get to make the important plays once in a great while. But each player on my team is important, and I need you to do your part to fulfill what I have called you to do, whether it seems great or small to you. The important thing is that you put your whole heart into whatever you do, and you give it all you've got. I have placed eternity within your heart. The outline of your future is written in your spirit's DNA, and you grow into it by your choices. You are destined to be a part of reaching this world for my kingdom. As you persevere and walk forward in faith and obedience, determined to fulfill my calling to you as my disciple. You will fulfill your destiny.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.